Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We're in for another hot day. Temperatures will be in the mid-90s, which will be considerably cooler than yesterday, but still well above normal.
Raleigh's popular hopscotch music festival is underway downtown. What's being done to ensure everyone is safe and having a good time?
And why the future of expanded gaming and new casinos in North Carolina may be in jeopardy. Just another hot topic we will get to on this Friday morning. It's 4:30 right now. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Hot topics on these hot days. Maybe one final hot day, and then we can start to cool down for the weekend. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with our Friday. Happy Friday, Elizabeth.
Happy Friday. We hit 102 again yesterday, and we broke the record. We're not likely to break a record today, but we'll keep our eye on it. Our temperatures have really been running unusually hot, but right now we're looking at low to mid-90s across our area. It'll feel like close to 100, though, with the heat index this afternoon. We also have a small chance for thunderstorms later today. We're waking up to clear skies this morning. Everything's looking pretty out there. We'll roll it on out to around lunchtime, and you know, gradually through the afternoon we'll see increasing clouds, and then in the afternoon, notice there around Goldsboro starting at around 3 o'clock, these storms will come from south to north. A lot of times they come from west to east, but these will come from south to north with a few scattered showers rolling through. Again, not a lot of coverage for us, likely to be from the evening commute through around dinner time or so. Take a live look at Chapel Hill. All is quiet right now, but boy, it's warm out there. 76, the dew point is 69. Hour by hour, we're at 89 at lunchtime, so very similar to where we were yesterday, but we should hold it in the mid-90s for this afternoon. Of course, big news in the tropics. Late yesterday, Hurricane Lee became a Category 5 storm. It was a Cat 1 at this time yesterday, so rapid intensification yesterday. It has winds at 160 miles per hour, moving northwest at 14, and we'll watch the progress of the storm. It is likely to be Cat 5 through tomorrow morning, and then it begins to slowly decrease in intensity. We'll take it all the way out to the end of the loop, which is 8 p.m. on Tuesday, with winds at 130. So it remains a Category 4 storm. It is likely to take that northerly turn. We take a look at the computer model plots. That is still right on target. Really haven't seen much of a change there. Making that turn, it looks like it'll stay off the coast of North Carolina, but we'll talk about what some of the impacts could be for us coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. The Hopscotch Festival is underway in downtown Raleigh. The city is working to make sure thousands of people coming to these shows are safe. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from Moore Square this morning. And Kelsey, this event stretches across a portion of downtown that has seen an uptick in crime.
Renee, good morning. It sure does. And an estimated 25,000 people will be coming here to downtown Raleigh for the festival. There are several venues across downtown, including here at Moore Square. And WRAL's data trackers looked at crime trends over the downtown area where Hopscotch is taking place, from the Warehouse District to Moore Square. Just in the past 8 months, Raleigh police have reported 252 drug offenses, 216 assaults, and 182 thefts in this particular part of downtown. Now, Raleigh police are now looking to hire private security to help them combat this rising crime, but we have not received any crime reports from the Hopscotch Festival last night. The music gets started here again at Moore Square at 3:30 this afternoon, and then there's going to be some shows at other venues that start at 9 p.m. and will last until after 1 a.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
This morning, we're working to learn what led to a fire that forced dozens of people from a retirement facility. We know at least one elderly woman suffered severe burns. It happened in Raleigh last night on Charles Root Wind off of Durley Road. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there, and several crews responded. We're told a total of 50 residents were evacuated.
A new COVID booster shot could get approval as early as today. It comes at a crucial time when cases are ticking back up across the country. The FDA plans to greenlight the updated version of the shot. The latest doses are designed to target the Omicron subvariant. Even though that strain is no longer dominant right now, drug makers and medical experts say the booster should still protect against the variants that are circulating right now. Once the FDA signs off on the new booster, the CDC will issue its own recommendation.
The future of expanded gaming and new casinos in North Carolina may be in jeopardy. In an email WRAL obtained, House Speaker Tim Moore told his fellow Republicans that he does not have the GOP votes needed to include a plan to open new casinos in the state budget. Moore said Republicans would not pass a state budget that didn't have at least 61 House GOP votes. WRL investigative reporter Brian Murphy weighed in with what could happen next in the state legislature.
We still have a long time before next week when the budget votes will actually get taken. We haven't seen a copy of the budget. We don't know what's going to be in it. And we're not 100% sure that this is dead. So I imagine there'll be a long weekend of arm twisting and trying to figure out what they can support in the budget.
A caucus meeting will be held next week to discuss a state budget without the plan for expanded gaming in it.
Apex police have an important warning for you this morning. They say a man is pretending to be an officer and is trying to stop people. Apex police say a person told them the impersonator stopped them on Center Street near US 1 on Tuesday. Police say he was driving a black Ford Crown Victoria with red and blue lights in the visor area. The victim says the man's car had damage to the front bumper. Apex police say if you are stopped by someone claiming to be an officer, you should stop in a well-lit area and call 911 to verify.
President Joe Biden will arrive in New Delhi, India today for the annual G20 summit. The president will meet with world leaders to talk about the war in Ukraine, climate change, and the economy. President Vladimir Putin will skip the summit for the second year in a row, as will Chinese President Xi Jinping. Both leaders are sending other officials in their absence. On Sunday, Biden is expected to visit Hanoi, Vietnam, before traveling to Alaska for the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks.
Happening today, a new round of deputies will be sworn in to help protect folks in Wake County. 20 new deputies will graduate today as part of the 31st Basic Law Enforcement Training Academy. Their ceremony is set for 2 this afternoon at the Wake County Commons Building in Raleigh. Sheriff Willie Rowe says he believes the deputies are prepared to serve the community with honor, integrity, and professionalism.
The Detroit Lions are waking up winners this morning after defeating the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL opener last night. Game ended late. Maybe you missed it. A tough loss for Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes and their squad on their home field when they unveiled that banner for the world champs. Great night for the Lions, though, winning at 21-20.
And check out this video. The U.S. Open came to a halt last night as protests erupted. Climate protesters began shouting in Arthur Ashe Stadium. At one point, a protester glued his bare feet to the concrete floor. It happened during Coco Gauff and Carolina Muhova's match, which was delayed for nearly an hour because of the disruption. Gauff went on to win her tennis match, advancing to her first U.S. Open final. Ex-lawyer and convicted killer Alec Murdoch may have a chance at a new trial. Coming up next, the move top officials in South Carolina are now taking days after Murdoch's lawyer accused a clerk of court of jury tampering.
Plus, it's time to rally behind the NC Courage. How you'll be able to cheer them on tomorrow as they compete in the NWSL Challenge Cup final.
And we'll take you to the coast. Here's a live look at Beaufort. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking the chance for severe storms that could impact your weekend plans.
From the WRL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41 and we're taking a live look at Sanford this morning, and everything is looking nice and quiet. We have clear skies out there. It feels, you know, a little bit warm and sticky, but not terrible. Heading out the door, you might want to grab an umbrella if you're going to be out past, say, the evening commute. There are going to be a few isolated showers and thunderstorms that pop up today. We saw very little of that yesterday, but there were a few isolated severe storms up near the Virginia line. 73 degrees as you're heading out the door and thinking about exercising this morning. Our temperatures will stay in the 70s all the way up until around 10 a.m. and we don't hit the 90s until around 1 o'clock. So you've got a little bit of time this morning to get out and do whatever you need to do. It will be in the mid 90s for this afternoon. Definitely a little cooler than yesterday, but still a bit warm for a lot of exertion outside.
Only on WREL, the military hold on promotions caused by one senator's protest over the Pentagon's abortion policy is impacting top military leaders at Fort Liberty. An Army spokeswoman told WREL's Lena Tillett the promotions of 6 top officers are on hold, including a deputy commander position with the 82nd Airborne Division. A former Bush administration official and Duke professor told WREL Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has the right to have policy concerns. However, he should take them up in Congress. He worries about the impact to the entire military to not have leadership in place. Meanwhile, the spouse of a Marine who once served at Camp Lejeune says she worries how lower-ranked officers will respond.
And it makes us feel like, are we next? What's going to happen? And that sense of uncertainty is never a good thing when you're talking about serving in our national security.
What's making it really unprecedented is the damage that this is doing to our readiness and to our relationships with our allies and the way it puts us on our hind feet.
It's unclear how the standoff between the senator and the Department of Defense will resolve itself. More than 300 senior leaders are on hold, and that's expected to double by the end of the year.
The Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians is signaling strong support for marijuana legalization. According to unofficial results from the EBCI's election board, a majority of voters said yes to legalizing the possession and use of cannabis for people 21 and up. The referendum also requires the tribal council to develop legislation to regulate the market. The tribe has already legalized medicinal marijuana.
There are new developments in the ongoing saga of Alec Murdaugh. The South Carolina Attorney General is now asking for an investigation into allegations of jury tampering during the double murder trial for the ex-attorney. The move comes just days after Murdaugh's attorneys filed a motion this week requesting a retrial. South Carolina Law Enforcement Division released a joint statement with the AG on this matter. They say the agencies are committed to a fair and impartial investigation. Murdaugh's lawyers accused the Colleton County Clerk of Courts of tampering with the jury in order to get a guilty verdict. Murdaugh was convicted of killing his wife and her youngest son.
There's a new policy requiring charter schools to be compliant with state laws before receiving funding. The State Board of Education adopted the new policy yesterday. It allows the board to withhold funding if they think a school is not in compliance with state or federal law. The board was stripped of its ability to approve or deny new charter schools earlier this year. They do still have a responsibility to fund them.
State Superintendent Catherine Truitt wants to push back on complying with the new Parents' Bill of Rights to January. She says state leaders and school systems are still waiting on answers on how to comply with the law. It's preventing them from being able to implement it now. For example, Truitt said she isn't sure what permission is and is not required for schools to provide medical services to children in emergency cases. Truitt says she's been talking with lawmakers about doing this. A spokesman for Senate leader Phil Berger says they're aware of the concerns and are working to address them.
Happening today, you could land a job with the Raleigh Department of Transportation. This is day one of the free two-day event. It is open to all skill level and backgrounds, and they're looking to fill various positions. If interested, you can stop by between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. today and tomorrow. This is happening at the Raleigh Central Operations Facility over on Operations Way. Cumberland County is hosting a hiring event for military spouses next week. It's an opportunity to find a new career, receive resume assistance, and to network. It will be held on Thursday, September 14th from 10 until 2 at the Smith Lake Recreation Center on Fort Liberty.
North Carolina Courage are back in the National Women's Soccer League Challenge Cup Final with a chance to win back-to-back championships Saturday. The Courage will host Racing Louisville FC at 12:30 at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary. The winning club will split a $1 million prize. The Courage advanced to the final after a dramatic 1-0 win in the semifinals against Kansas City Current. Midfielder Brianna Pinto says the team wants the park to be packed Saturday.
We're so excited. We want Wake Med Soccer Park to be packed out. We've been really proud of the performances we've had at home, and we just continue to hope growing the game here in North Carolina.
Tickets are still available on the team's website. Last May, the Courage won the Challenge Cup with a 2-1 victory over the Portland Thorns. No club has ever won two consecutive Challenge Cups.
In Chatham County, the health department is hosting free childbirth classes. It's an opportunity for expecting mothers and their partners to learn about the risks and benefits of options leading up to and during childbirth. People attending will get a tour of Chatham Hospital's maternity care center. Classes will be held on Saturdays in September, and those will happen from 9 a.m. to noon at Chatham Medical Plaza in Siler City.
UPS delivery drones are getting approval to fly longer distances, and you could see them around our state. The FAA says UPS Flight Forward can fly its drones to deliver small packages beyond the visual line of sight of ground operators. The delivery company plans to conduct flights in North Carolina, Florida, and Ohio. This announcement could lead to other companies being able to deliver packages to a wider range of customers in the future.
It is 4:48, still going to be hot today, but not as much of a scorcher as yesterday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAO Severe Weather Center with a look at how we're starting off.
Yeah, boy, we broke another record yesterday. We hit 102, and we hit that the day before. It's been a very interesting week for us, definitely. We take a look at what's happening outside right now. Here's Chapel Hill. All is quiet. It is warm, 76 degrees, and our dew point is 69, so it is on the sticky side. We do climb into the 90s right around lunchtime, similar to yesterday, but it looks like we should hold our temperatures just a little cooler today. Raleigh at 94, 93 in Durham, and 93 in Fayetteville. The heat index is still likely to be in the low 100s. So we take a look at our temperatures for today. That 94 compared to the record of 99 set back in 1941. So we should keep it below the record. Again, the record yesterday was 99. We hit 102. In Fayetteville, 93, the record 101. So we are not necessarily in record territory today, but it will be hot. A good 10 degrees above normal. Excuse me. Our normal high is 85, and we're going to be much closer to that over the weekend and into early next week. As a matter of fact, after today, we don't have any more 90-degree days in our 7-day forecast. Yes. But still, that 94 today will feel a lot like 103, and then after that, we should feel like, somewhere around 90 degrees heading into next week. Our temperature outlook beyond that, as we get through the next 6 to 12 days, looking at below normal temperatures. That normal is 85. So finally, we've seen such temperatures on the other side of the spectrum. It is time for that to swing around in the other direction. So unfortunately, we have that coming our way. We have a strong front across our area, and this will be a focusing mechanism for some thunderstorms later on this afternoon and this evening. We take a look at futurecast this morning, and we're looking at mostly clear skies. But as we head into the afternoon, we'll see a few storms develop. These will move from south to north across our area, mainly during the evening commute up until around 8 or 9 o'clock. If you're headed out to hopscotch or to Football Friday, that sort of thing, you might want to take an umbrella raincoat just to be sure, just to be safe. But anything that pops up won't be long lasting. I think they'll get their games in, and we'll get the music in as well. It's just a few stray showers or thunderstorms. Only a 20% chance today and a 30% chance tonight. It's a better chance on Saturday with a 50% chance, and then it goes down a little bit for us on Sunday. Hopscotch Music Festival for us at 9 o'clock. Still going to be pretty warm, around 80 degrees, but tomorrow at 9 o'clock, 77. We go from a 20% chance today to about a 40% chance during the evening tomorrow. We take a look at Hurricane Lee. What an incredible storm this is. 165 mile per hour winds. It continues to get stronger and stronger. Rapid intensification on this storm. It's moving northwest at 14 miles per hour. You can see the eye on this storm. It's a very, very powerful Category 5 storm, and it's likely by this evening to be at 180 miles per hour. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione is with me this morning. We're trying to do some digging to find out when was the last time we had a storm at 180, especially in this part of the Atlantic. It's really unprecedented. It does look like it'll weaken as it continues to travel westward back down to 140, Category 4 storm on Tuesday. It does look like it's going to make that turn. The computer models are showing it, but the latest forecast, Pat, doesn't have that turn happening, maybe until, say, Wednesday or Thursday of next week. Around here, we're looking pretty quiet Monday and Tuesday, fairly pleasant with temperatures in the 80s, and then back to a few thunderstorms on Wednesday and Thursday.
Liking that streak of 80s, Elizabeth, thank you. Scary moments at a Lil Baby concert when gunshots rang out. Coming up next, what we know about the shooting, the victim, and how the rapper responded to the violence.